With the passing of Queen Elizabeth II on Thursday, the world mourns and reflects on her leadership for 70 years. Retired Royal Air Force pilot once flew the Royals all around the world. Nathan Jones on Fox News Friday morning.
It was the absolute honor to serve our country and for Her Majesty the Queen. I served for 17 and a half years, and she was my boss for the whole time that I was serving. I was lucky enough to fly the royal family around, and that was an extreme honor for me. So with the news of her passing yesterday, it's incredibly saddening to myself and the whole armed forces community.
Hurricane Kay made landfall Thursday afternoon on Baja California, Mexico's Pacific coast, and forecaster says it might bring rains to Southern California by the weekend. In fact, the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said there was a chance the outer bands of the big storm could bring heavy rain and possible flash floods to parts of scorched Southern California and southwestern Arizona on Friday night and Saturday. Fog was covering the landscape in southern Nevada early Friday morning, indicating a great increase of moisture in the area. DNA found under journalist Jeff Germain's fingernails matched a sample taken from Clark County Public Administrator, elected Democrat Rob Tellis, leading to his arrest Wednesday for murder without bond. The Las Vegas reporter was stabbed to death at his home last Saturday. The Justice Department, while appealing a special master order, asked a federal judge to put on hold part of the order, halting its inquiry into documents seized in the search of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, saying Mr. Trump had no right to classified documents once under Trump's jurisdiction when he was president. The Buffalo Bills wiped out the Los Angeles Rams to kick off the NFL season Thursday night, 31-10. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Inflation, recession, whatever you call it, Americans are feeling the pinch of America's economy every day. All we can really do at this point is hope financial leaders will lessen the pain.
The chairman of the Fed Reserve is hoping the central bank has learned from past mistakes when it comes to inflation. Speaking at the Cato Institute, Jerome Powell referenced moves made in the 1980s, which led to a recession. This as mortgage rates hit their highest level in nearly 14 years, the average rate on a 30-year fix now at 5.89%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has been indicted on charges of money laundering, fraud, and conspiracy. 68-year-old Bannon is accused of cheating donors to a fundraiser with a goal of building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, the same wall President Biden halted when he initiated his open border policy. Steve said he's being persecuted and has pled not guilty in a New York court Thursday. The president pays America's respect to the late queen.
President Joe Biden gives remarks about Queen Elizabeth's death.
I just stopped by the British Embassy to sign the condolence book in her honor. I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman.
Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom passed away peacefully in Scotland at the age of 96.
That's Ellie Andrews reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.